We passed historic criminal justice reform, something that they've been after, people have been after, for mostly the black community, for years and years. And to get it done, they needed me. And as you know, President Obama tried. Biden doesn't even try. Well, he doesn't have to because we got it done, but we're going to get it improved. But President Obama tried, was unable to get it done. You needed conservative votes, and I got conservative votes, and we got criminal justice reform done. Nobody else could have done that.
That's former President Donald Trump speaking to an urban church. And there was an interesting kind of a split screen. Here he is in urban Detroit speaking to a black community while President Biden was in Hollywood hobnobbing with the elite and raising money. And the optics of that were not lost on the political commentators. The man behind it all is the pastor of that church, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, who joins us live this morning. Pastor Sewell, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So the folks got on their feet. The folks that you had on the stage got on their feet when the president talked about criminal justice reform. But was there a moment? I know you wanted this not to be a rally. The former president spoke for about 20 minutes. Then he took questions from some folks that were on stage with you. Was there an aha moment or a moment where a message was sent to the former president that maybe he didn't already know or that, you know, wasn't from a person that was already in his camp?
Well, the message that I saw from an urban etiquette perspective, from a social perspective, was I have been dealing with older white men for a long time. I've led in PWIs, primarily white institutions. And you can tell when older white men just feel a little awkward around black people, and he didn't feel that. You could see by his body language and in his interaction, you could quite frankly see that he wanted to be there and he really cared.
Pastor Zoe, you told us that you wanted your people to be there and asking him questions and the people that you serve. Did that happen?
Yes, it did happen because I actually was on Grand River, right? I'm on Grand River, Schaefer. I was walking in the community for about 3 hours. And I was taking people by the hand because they quite frankly didn't believe me, right? They're like, yeah, right. They're like, we know something's happening at your church, but Donald Trump's not at your church. And I literally took people by the hand, walked them to the front of the line. They were there. They were able to engage him, not on the stage, but able to have dialogue after. And that's what mattered to me.
I got to tell you, I was a little bit surprised in looking at the picture when the wide shot came out showing the people that were not on stage but in the pews. It looked like more than half of them looked like me, not like you. How was that?
The invites. How did that happen?
Yeah, were those folks invited? Did they just show up? Because they didn't look like the members of your community that I expected.
Well, you had volunteers, right? And then you had people who were national, kind of the Republican Party. But in terms of the black Americans that were there, specifically the rappers, specifically people that I know in my church and those that are from the community, I was quite surprised that many black people would even show up.
Hmm. Okay. Like I said, was there this moment that people that you have talked to post visit from President Trump have changed their minds?
Well, I have heard people say that they were excited that he came. In terms of them having their mind changed, they have been balancing the fact that in our context specific, 48227, that there has been no presidential candidate willing to come in our area. So that has been something that has called people to consider. Some of the business owners I've spoke to that came, some of those who are younger voters, they said that opened up their mindset to consider voting for him.
Was there one issue that seemed to resonate with your parishioners, your congregation, more than others? I know he talked about inflation. He talked about crime. He talked about criminal justice reform, where he deserves some justifiable credit, where he got that over the line where others have struggled. But he also talked at length about how much illegal immigration, is hurting the black community. Which one of those issues seemed to resonate the most?
I think the issue that resonated the most was his presence. More than political talking points, guy, It was the fact that he came. And you and I both know that 99.9% of leadership is just being there, right?
It's what Dad told us. Half of everything is showing up, right?
Right. There you go. There you go. And that had more impact from what I'm hearing than anything else.
I don't know where I want to go with the next question here, but I did see something on Twitter where someone said something about red high heel shoes, and some people were upset about excluding.
That was a father of six by the name of Mario Williams, that former postal worker who kind of took off on the diversity and inclusion thing in the military and
talked
about soldiers in red pumps. Yeah.
But my question to you, Pastor Zoe, is you're so inclusive of everyone. How did that sort of play?
Well, you know, I'm a pastor, right? So my job is to invite everybody in, regardless of their social orientation, regardless of their political posturing. At the end of the day, I welcome everybody. But the way that the crowd responds, specifically Black Americans who were on the stage, it was like a roar. It was like, wow, to see, and I've heard this, right? I lead Black men's groups in schools, and I've heard this. I have heard this overwhelmingly, that it's a problem to have, for lack of a better term, the LGBTQ plus community in our military. Although how I, as a pastor, accept everybody, that particular point was something that really resonated. People stood up. It was a war in the sanctuary.
Well, concerned about cultural issues and a liberal march down that road, which I know has been a problem in white and Black churches. Pastor Zoe, thanks for hosting it, and you've started a lot of discussions. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right. Pastor Lorenzo Sewell at 180 Church in Detroit.